89.1 KHOL. We got a special guest in the studio today, Mr. Phil Round, local Jackson musician. Also, at one point in his life, internationally touring musician. And Phil's playing a couple shows at Dornan's this upcoming week in honor of a longtime friend of his, Chuck Pyle, who passed away about a year ago. And I guess always played shows up at Dornan's around this time of the year. So, Phil, thanks for joining us today. You want to chat a little bit more about the gigs that are coming up the 6th and 7th up at Dornan's and Moose?
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Typically, Chuck, for I don't know how many years going back, Chuck typically played two shows the first week in January, and it was typically cold and snowing, and frequently he was late, and sometimes it was questionable as to whether he'd even make it on the first night driving up from Colorado. Anyway, I'll be playing there with my trio, Ted Wells on pedal steel guitar and banjo, and Rob Honey, virtuoso bass player. So there will be guitar, bass, and pedal steel mostly.
And it sounds like you and Chuck were friends for a long time. How did you guys make that connection originally?
I'm not sure I even remember, except that I remember being a audience member at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in the 70s, and I saw Chuck perform there, and as a soloist, he was great. And then I think I actually met Chuck sometime around the mid-80s when he came up here to Jackson Hole. Off and on, various places back when I used to tour with my group and him coming into Jackson at times. So he was a staple at a lot of music festivals around the country, particularly Kerrville Music Festival down in Texas. Just a long, long association.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we have Phil Round live in studio, and he was nice enough to bring a guitar with him. So, Phil, you want to fire that puppy up and we'll get a tune out of you here?
Yeah. You got a match? Okay. I'm just going to have to fire it digitally, I guess. I mean, with my fingers.
Friction, yeah.
All right, this is a tune that Chuck wrote called Rio Ray. It goes like this. Tumbleweed south, out of Colorado to the pueblos of Taos and that old dust devil beside the Grande. He said, give up your twisting boy and live on the Rio Rey. It's just a regular day. Out on the Rio Rey. River rolls to Santa Fe. River rolls to Santa Fe. Yeah, the river rolls to Santa Fe.
Phil Round live on KHOL, ladies and gentlemen, playing up at Dornan's about 10 days from now or so, the 6th and 7th of the new year, playing a tribute to his longtime music partner, friend Chuck Pyle, who passed away about a year ago, and playing tunes such as the one you just heard up there at Dornan's next week. So, Phil, you've been involved in the Jackson music scene off and on for decades, and how have you seen it change over the years? Anything jump out at you in particular? You think it's headed in a good direction, bad direction, kind of cruising along?
Well, it's good. I mean, you know, Jackson has grown so much. I'm 106 years old, so I've seen a lot of changes here. And but I must say, to be honest, it's not like I go out and catch music much. But there's a lot of music that goes on, and that's undeniably good. You know, there's a lot of venues. But I'm really not the guy to ask. You need to talk to someone who's out every night of the week.
One thing I do know that you were involved in reading up a little bit, and we were kind of chatting before the show, you are playing up at the Amangani on a regular basis, and also way back in the day you were involved in starting the Grand Targhee Music Festival. And what was it like getting that thing off the ground? What was the musical climate? Because that's 20-something years now that that's been going. And how was the musical climate back then? And what was it like to start a music festival that's now been wildly successful, I'd say?
Yeah, I should say that, you know, it was... my partners in Loose Ties, Ben Winship and Ted Wells, as well as Steve Jackson, who was the, I don't know what his position was, but he managed the bar and did things with music up there. And so between us, we, commiserated and started up the music festival. It was kind of exciting because how can you go wrong at Grand Targhee, you know, this beautiful place, and except for the horse flies. But anyway... That was always a challenge, being on that stage and in the summertime and having horseflies land on your exposed skin and trying to concentrate on the music.
And so, special, I mean, Wyoming problems. You don't get that everywhere, I imagine.
It was amazing. You'd be bleeding from areas when you left. It was a special kind of torture. But it was pretty exciting. And, you know, it's pretty cool that Grand Targhee is on the map as a musical festival destination now. I should know more about it, but I never get over the hill, so that's all I can say about that. But we were the host band for, I don't know, a decade or more. Pratt Sound, Ed Pratt, I think he may still do the sound up there. They did a great job with doing sound, which is a huge component of having a successful music.
All right, well, one place I do know that you make it to is up to Dornan's. sounds like it's been a little while, but you're going to be back there on the stage this January 6th and 7th, and you want to share with us another tune you're going to be playing tribute to your buddy Chuck Pyle, who passed away about a year ago, and highlighting his tunes with the trio. If you're just joining us, we got Phil Round live in the studio here on KHOL.
Yeah, this is live music, so therefore I have to continually tune. Maybe in the middle of a song, hopefully not. We will do some stuff besides Chuck's music. We'll do some of our own originals, but it'll be 90% Chuck Pyle tunes. I'll do you a song that I wrote a few years back. I was fortunate enough to be an artist in residence, did an artist residency at the U-Cross Foundation in Eastern Wyoming, and this is a song I wrote while I was there. It's called Ride. like to get on a horse and ride. I'd like to get in the wind and fly. I'd like to jump on some train and go to some place that I don't even know. I'd like to give all my stuff away. I'd like to give up my work and play. But I don't want to lose what I have found. So I'll make a joyful sound. I wish I could be my favorite bird. And I wish I could speak the perfect word. And I wish that the news was love, not war. 'Cause then I might know what we're all for. I'd like to give all our kids best. I wish I could pass the final test. But I know I can't have it all my way. But I'd like to try today. Oh, to be away, not myself today. This is the pedal steel brake. Use your imagination. I'd like to give all my stuff away. I'd like to give up this work and just play. But I don't want to lose what I have found. So I'll make a joy sound. I know I can't have it all my way, but I'd like to try today. I'd like to get on a horse.
Phil Round, once again, live in studio here on your community radio station, playing Dornan's with his good buddies, Rob Honey and Ted Wells. So you're going to get that pedal steel break that you imagined in that last song, and then Rob Honey on the bass primarily, it looks like, playing tribute to their friend Chuck Pyle, again up at Dornan's on the 6th and 7th of January. And Phil, thanks again for swinging by here and playing some tunes.
Yeah, Zach,
with us.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Say that those shows are at 8 o'clock, and these shows, I don't want to jinx us, but they typically sell out. So I'm telling people that they should get tickets ahead of time. Don't show up at the door, because it's an 85-seat venue, and it really stinks for someone to make the effort and come all the way out there, probably a snowy night at 20 below, and then be turned away at the door. So tickets can be gotten at the Valley Books, 733-4533, or at the liquor store next to Albertsons. I don't know their phone number. But you can get tickets at Dornan's. I think you can reserve them with a credit card. And Dornan's is 733-2415, extension 200. But please do get tickets ahead of time if you're going to come up.
Sounds good. Phil, thanks again for swinging by.
Thanks, and, Zach. Thanks for doing the community radio. This is very cool. That's one way that Jackson has changed over the years, is that we now have a community radio station, which is nothing but good.
We're lucky to be here. We're creeping up on 10 years almost, which is really hard to believe. 2008, we finally got on the airwaves, so pretty exciting stuff.
The decades go away pretty quickly, especially when you're 106 like me. Wait till you age a little more.
Yeah, boy, I can't. I'm only 77 myself, so
yeah, you look good.
Getting there. It's, you know, it's the fountain of youth here in Jackson. So.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get you back into the tunes here, and you got it locked on your community radio station. I suggest to keep it that way. 89.1 KHOL.